Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 78, and it's verses 70 to 72. We're finishing the psalm.
He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From nursing the sheep, he brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people, Israel, his inheritance. With upright heart, he shepherded them and guided them with his skillful hand.
Hallelujah. So that's God's heart, is to bring man into the picture of David, the beloved, someone that listened to God, made room for God, and walked with God, and then was an example to both the deceived Jacob and the people of God, Israel. And so the heart of God is the prophetic, the goodness of God is seen in David, and that was a pointing to Jesus, where we have God on high, even saying from the clouds, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." So that's our Savior that has come, so as to help us to walk in the footsteps of Jesus himself, and then also David. And I say David because Jesus walked the perfect walk, and that is beautiful. We can see the picture from baby to young man to father, and into the fullness of the love plan for God, which he is now fulfilling. But with David, he was also missed the mark, but he showed us a picture there. We miss the mark, we've got to repent, come to God, say sorry, and then just get restored again. And then the righteous fall many times, the Bible says. You can fall many times. Peter tells us that you don't need to fall. You know, you don't need to stumble if you're holding fast to the truth, to the faith, and then adding goodness to it, knowledge to it, perseverance, brotherly kindness. Yeah, I forget everything. Yeah, and then he says you'll grow, and you won't stumble, and you will enjoy the kingdom. So with a wonderful picture of David is beautiful for us, and then the ultimate beautiful picture we look to is our Lord and Savior, that is able to help us be fully pleasing to God, so as to be examples and to help the deceived to be awake, and to motivate those that have are sincere into the fullness of the love plan that God has for us. I love in Ephesians, it says, we awake to the faith and to the knowledge of God. We grow into maturity. So I love the picture of maturity. The maturity is the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. And then he also says in some translations, this is a true man, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. So it's so wonderful to know that is what's available to us, that we've got a mighty Savior God, and that everything relevant to his leading and his encouraging and waking us up here morning by morning is so that we can be what he made us to be, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen.